Hi, I'm Bree Jackson, the executive assistant at Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. You're listening to another episode of our podcast, The Brand Unveiled. Today, we're talking about pitching yourself and your business. As a business owner, you'll need to pitch collaborations, pitch your business to the media, or pitch yourself for speaking engagements. It's an essential skill to have, but it can be scary for even the most seasoned business owners. Keep listening for Brianna Regine's tips on overcoming the fear of pitching. Happy listening.
Pitching yourself is challenging. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy because it's not. It's something that I'm getting better at every time that I do it. But once you get into your groove, you'll find comfort in putting yourself out there in order to, in return, receive opportunities that you've worked so hard for. So those of you who do not know me, my name is Brianna Regine. I am the founder of strategic communications and marketing agency, Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. We are based in Connecticut, and we help entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands increase their brand awareness and ultimately position them in places for longevity, right? And we do that through creative strategy services, which include brand development, digital marketing, public relations, and event coordination. And then we have our operations side, which is all the non-fun business aspects. That's where those things live. So your administrative support, your team development, company culture, internal processes, all of that good stuff. And we provide both of those types of services because we believe in holistic strategy. So even when you come and work with us and you seek us out for one service, chances are, because of how we operate and because we want the best for you, we will include other types of those services, and it's on tiers. So you have the option of doing DIY with us, and that basically you indulge yourself in all of the resources that we have. We also have consultations, strategy calls, and coaching sessions, and then you have the opportunity to work with us on more long-term collaborations that go really in-depth. That's like the prime, most optimal representation of how you can collaborate with us. So enough about that. If you want more information, you can totally go on www.beavisionaryconsulting.com and find out all the goods and all the knowledge that you need to know if you'd like to know more about how you can collaborate with us. But Real People, Real Brands is one of our free resources. It aligns with our DIY collaborative offerings that we provide. But Real People, Real Brands is an opportunity for anyone, regardless of the brand that you have or the brand that you're looking to start, whether that's in entertainment, whether that's lifestyle, whether that's beauty, regardless of what it is, if you're interested in becoming an influencer, this is our opportunity to peel back the layers and to really show you the different representations of success. Because we all know that when you're on social media, everybody looks successful, everybody. But what are the steps that they're taking to actually achieve their success? What are the trials and tribulations that they have to go through in order to show that post, right? And more importantly, outside of the whole social media concept, the whole social media world, building a business is hard. I don't care what anyone tells you, building a brand of any kind is hard. And as I believe with everything in life, if you have like-minded people in your corner, it'll be a lot easier to achieve what it is that you're trying to achieve. So Real People, Real Brands is something that we started, I believe, in June. Given this year, we felt like it was really needed. We felt like we need to go beyond the podcast. Our podcast is called The Brand Unveiled, which does similar work, but we really wanted to put people in your faces, and we really wanted to bring people from all walks of life. So this is a special episode where it's just me talking. I know that may not be as fun, but let's kick things off. So the first thing that you need to keep in mind when you're getting ready to pitch yourself are the things that you need, your assets, okay? You never want to put your brand out there and you don't have a bio, right? You don't have a website or you don't have a landing page that at least gives people the understanding that you have a home for your brand, okay? You don't want to pitch yourself and you don't have a media kit or a brand kit, a press kit, whatever it is that you need depending on the brand that you have. All of them are different. And not everybody needs one and not everybody is ready to have all of those things depending on the stage that they're in building their business, right? But you want to make sure that you have these assets on hand so that way your pitch, the goal is to be incentivizing for the recipient of the email, recipient of the phone call, recipient of the letter to be like, yes, I want to learn more about this person. And you just want to be ready and make sure that you have the things that you're supposed to have. So that way you can continue to have the conversation. We know that people's attention span comes and goes. So if you're lucky to have your email open, to have your phone call picked up, to have your letter responded to, make sure that you are ready to respond back and keep the engagement going. Okay.
Are you?
There's a few things that you should do before you pitch. The first thing might sound like a broken record, but you have to do your research. You have to do your research unless you'll be pitching into the abyss and it'll probably miss. All right. Make sure you write that down. Make sure before you pitch, you do your research. Okay. And make sure you're not sending it into the abyss. So your pitch is a miss. Okay. So what do I mean by research? Whether you are pitching to the media, whether you are pitching for a potential partnership, whether you are pitching for new customers. Hey, MG. Whatever it is that you are pitching for, make sure you know the beat, okay? The beat, aka, if you're not familiar with journalism or public relations, media relations, I should say, a beat is basically what that person writes about, the topics, okay? look up recent campaigns. If you're pitching yourself to be the next sponsor or the next endorser or the next ambassador of a brand, see what they've done in the past, right? Because having that knowledge can make sure that, okay, they've done this. So I know, well, the Lord's trying to stop me. They've done this. So I know that I can tweak and add my own unique appeal to something similar, but still add value that they haven't necessarily touched on yet, okay? And then if you're trying to pitch yourself for new customers, new clients, just a new audience members to join your community, to join your fan base, study what they're looking for. Study what they're talking about. Study what their pain points are. 9 times out of 10, you aren't the first brand in your industry to do what you're doing. So you can go and visit the other brands that are similar to you in your niche. Look at their comments. See what those the members of their community are talking about. And then pull from that. Use it as like a focus group. Another way that you can do that, real simple, post on your own social media platforms and get some engagement going. So that way the responses can help you decide, okay, these are the pain points of my audience. These are the people that I want to be talking to, okay? So once you're done doing your research, you want to ask yourself, who do I reach out to? Who is the right person that I'm going to be sending this information to? If you are pitching your brand to the media, there are layers to this. There's really layers to all of this, but with media, particularly on the bigger outlets that you reach out to, and again, the topics, do you have like the editor, sometimes there's a managing editor, then you have contributors, then you have freelancers. If it's broadcast, you have your executive producer, then you have your host, sometimes you have an associate producer, so it's tiered. Same thing when you're going to pitch yourself for these corporate brands or brand deals in general, there's always a hierarchy. You want to do the research to try and find who your person is, okay? And the best way to do that is use Google, use social media, typing in the person's name and the role to see what comes up, to see what they're talking about on social media, to see the types of articles that they've spoken about, the tone of the articles that they've spoken about, their favorite color, so that way you can mention in your pitch. Who knows, right? The more personal you can get, the more professionally stalkerish that you can get before you send your pitch to whoever it is that you're reaching out to, that's the goal, some capacity. Okay. So don't just leave it at hello and then go into your email. No, show that you found the person's name or at least address the brand and the team. You know, hey, Mystery Girl team, hey, Coach team, hey, Louis Vuitton team. Do something, all right? That's really important. And then, I cannot emphasize this enough, learn how these people talk, learn how they communicate, so that way that can help craft the tone in which you use to pitch. Make sense? Mystery Girl said, preach. One time I had someone pitch their music by sending me an email labeled Top Secret Mystery Note and played to my whole brand in the email. Got my attention. I love that. That is so creative. That's so cool. Backtrack. It's so essential that you are clear in the message that you are sending. No one has time to read everything about what it is that you do, everything that you are, what it is that you bring to the table. No. You have to be able to consolidate all of your 5 W's into one concise sentence or 1 or 2 sentences and then get to the ask. What are you asking for? What are you proposing? What is your value that you're offering here? Let me give you an example. So my client, Call Me Ace, I pitched him for Afrotech. And I know that Afrotech likes to cover primarily Black news, actually only Black news, right? It's an extension of Blavity. But I know that the way in which they cover the news has to have some tech appeal, whether it's traditionally tech, you know, like some tech startup, or they're changing the tech industry in some way, or it has to do with digital marketing, something like that, right? I know that that's what that outlet covers. So I'm not going to necessarily pitch that Ace because he has a new project out. That doesn't make any sense, right? So already, if I were to take that approach, it shows that I did not do my research. I did not know the reporter and what they talk about. I did not know what they recently covered. Like, those are all red flags. Instead, what I did is I took a look at what the writer wrote about, and she liked to profile Black individuals ranging, I'm going to call them all creativepreneurs because they're all creativepreneurs in their own way, but she spoke about how they were using tech in their own adventures, in their own endeavors to make a difference some way. Right? I picked that up. In all of her stories, that was the consistent theme in all of her stories. So I was like, okay, bet. Okay. So Ace is an artist, right? He's an artist by day and he's a corporate worker by night. And his corporate jobs all involve tech. Okay? He went from Deloitte to Facebook. Now he's at YouTube. So already I'm pairing two different sides of his brand together, but I know my goal is to, one, obviously get the coverage, but more importantly, have the coverage be something that highlights his involvement in tech, but also we don't want to ignore the fact that he is an artist, right? So how could I have merged all of that together for this particular writer? Well, I was like, okay, luckily for Ace, and we helped define this, I've been working with Ace for about 7 or 9 months, so this isn't something that we necessarily came up with from our very first strategy call. It takes time. The more you get to know your clients, the more you get to know your brand, if you're working by yourself, you become comfortable in articulating and identifying different narratives that you can plug to different audiences. So I just want to put that out there. So for Ace, the consistent theme in his life is that he has always merged music, business/marketing, and tech to align with his purpose, which is to uplift marginalized communities. So his recent project, he used that as a launching pad to donate funds. He donated, he raised $5,000. Google matched it to an organization that has a campaign that's trying to stop social injustice. So that was a recent story. It got some coverage. We wanted to incorporate that, but I also wanted to make it very clear that that's not the first time he has merged all three aspects of his brand. So I went in with the $10,000 donation because, oh my God, you know, the number gets people's eyes. Plus, he had recent coverage from it, so I plugged that into my pitch as well. And then I got her interested enough via hyperlinks, via keywords, you know, billboard charting hip-hop artist by night, YouTube. I said global program manager at YouTube by day. So I was already starting to connect the pieces for her. The breeze in the house, what's up? I already started to connect the pieces for her. And then adding in the focus point of my client donated $10,000 to stop social injustice. Now I'm bringing in a current event that we know everybody is talking about. But I also know that she hasn't covered a story like this before. Yes, ACE is creating change, but not change in this way. Not change that merges music, tech, and marketing. Okay? So from that pitch alone, I had her interested. Now she's like, okay, well, tell me more. Tell me more about what it is that he has done. That's when I went into elaborate how he has used his platform to create change. So I mentioned how he has mentored freshmen at UC Berkeley Haas, which is his former college. I mentioned how he provides pro bono marketing services for the nonprofit aspect of the school. Like, I went on and listed all these different things. And now that article turned into what it was meant to turn into, which is basically showing how Call Me ACE incorporates all of these different aspects of his brand and all of the things that he's done up to this point. I said this before. When you do pitch, please make sure you have a greeting. Please make sure that you are kind. Please make sure that you are reaching. Please make sure that you know you're talking to a human being, because you are. And sometimes I feel like, for me, I get discouraged because I go back and forth between the extent to which I'm including the pleasantries in my email, like the how are you, how was your weekend. Because we are in the year that we are in right now, I've gone to the extent of, like, I hope you and your loved ones are safe, healthy, and doing well. If I notice that someone that I'm about to reach out to has commented publicly and said that they're struggling with something, I've made note of that. Sometimes I think the how are you pleasantry along the way has become synonymous with the just hello, hey, you know? Some people don't even take it as a question anymore. It's sort of like an overall greeting, which is trying to establish a relationship with the person that you're pitching to. Again, whether that's media, whether that is a representative for a brand, whether that is someone that you like to be your client, use social media. We are so privileged to have social media and basically have the capacity to talk to anyone that we want to at any time. So use social media to organically engage. I'm going to be super honest with you because I'm transparent. When I started my agency 3+ years ago, yes, I had a PR client, and yes, pretty much out the gate, I got him placed on, like, one of the top publications in Connecticut. I got him placed on the Hartford Current and CTNow.com. Did I know what I was doing? No. If I had the knowledge that I have now that I've been pitching more so because I have more PR-ready clients within the past year and some change, if I knew what I knew now, would I have been able to get him more placements back then in 2017? Yes. Been in the trenches with pitching, like, every single day practically until, like, the past year and some change. And I can already see the difference in my pitching. I can already see the difference in my response rates, my email open rates, the extent to which I actually get placements. So please don't give up. Don't give up. And even before it was media relations, I was getting responses and I was able to get sponsorships from brands, right? So you know what you're doing. Don't beat yourself up so much. And just because you are dibbling and dabbling in the world of communication, don't let that diminish the progress that you're making, because I understand getting a no, getting responses can be so discouraging, especially when you are reaching out on the behalf of someone else and you need those results. So practice makes perfect. Okay. it is hard. I think people underestimate the work of a publicist, a PR professional, strategic communicator, whatever you want to call it. It's a lot of work. It's challenging. It can be very discouraging, but practice makes perfect. The more you do it, I'm not going to say the easier it gets, but the more confident you get at pitching. So just keep at it. And I'm here to provide as much insight and information as I possibly can. So as I was saying, there'll be more of these. There'll definitely be more of these. If you have any ideas for topics, something that you really, really want to know about, DM me. If you want to be on Real People, Real Brands, which is a combination of you telling people what you do and also discussing one of your problem areas, let's do it. If you want to propose the idea to not really talk so much about what it is that you do and more more so focused on like strategy and getting that out of the way. And maybe you can't necessarily afford, you know, one of our strategy calls. Yeah, maybe I'll do something like that. All right, guys, have a good one. Stay safe, stay healthy. Keep going, keep grinding, keep putting yourself out there. You won't know until you try. Keep practicing. Practice makes perfect. And keep killing it. You are doing what you're doing in the midst of a crazy year. And that alone should be commended. So I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. We hope you walk away with actionable tips on overcoming the fear of pitching. Thanks for listening.